Samurangam Sutartam. So, in these two verses, the important point is that Draupadi is sympathetic. That is Vaishnava. She is Vaishnavi. This is the attitude of the Vaishnava. Paradukha Dukhi. Vaishnava is Paradukha Dukhi. That is Vaishnava's quality. He doesn't care for his own personal distresses. But he, the Vaishnava, becomes aggrieved, distressed, when other is suffering. That is Vaishnava. Prahlad Maharaj says, Naidat Biji Paro Durut Toyavaito Ranya Tadbid Jadayana Mahamritama Munachitta Suti Tata Vimuku Chetasa Maya Sukhaya Paramud Bhutu Vimura. Prahlad Maharaj was so much harassed by his father, and his father was killed. And still, when he was offered benediction by the law of Nisungadev, he did not accept it. He said, Sabai Bonik, my Lord, we are born in the family of Rajagun Tamagun. Rajagun Tamagun, Asuras, they are influenced by the two lower qualities, Rajagun and Tamagun. And those are devatas, they are influenced by the Satogun. There are three gunas qualities in the material world. Satogun, Sri Gunamai, Daivijisa Gunamai, Gunamai, Sri Gunamai, in this material world. Satogun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So those who are influenced by the Satogun, they are first class. First class means first class in this material world, not in the spiritual world. Spiritual world is different. There is no nirguna, no material quality. There is no first class, second class, third class. Everyone is first class. That is absolute. Krishna is first class, the devotees are also first class. The trees are first class, the birds are first class, the cows are first class, the calves are first class, celebrities are absolute. No conception of relative, second class, third class, fourth class, no. Everything is first class. Ananda Srinamayarata Pratibhavitabhi. Everything is composition of Ananda Srinamayarata. There is no classification. Either one is situated in Dasarat, one is situated in Sakkaras, or in Vatsalya Ras or Madhurya Ras, they are all one. There is no such distinction. But there is variety. You like this rasa, I like this rasa, that is allowed. So, here, in this material world, they are being influenced by the three rasas. And Prahlad Maharaj, being the son of Hiranyakashipu, he considers himself that I am influenced by the Rajagun and Tamo. He is Vaishnava, he is above all gunas. But the Vaishnava is never proud of his guna. Actually, he does not feel like that. That he is very advanced, is well in life. He always thinks, I have the right. Kinagupi sunitena, tarogupi sahishmuna, omanina manadena, kirtanina sana. This is Vaishnava. That I am the lowest of the human beings. Then by Chaitanya Charitamrita author, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, Purisen ki saite mui se lobhishtha, Jagai madhai saite mui se papishtha. Jagai madhai, he was considered to be very sinful, and more sinful than Jagai madhai. Jagai madhai saite mui se papishtha. And my position, Purisen ki saite mui se lobhishtha. The worm is too. He has got some position, but I am lower than. Jagai madhai haita muise papistha, purise ti haita muise logistha. More nam jai loya tara punno thar. Anyone who takes my name, whatever little assets he has got, on account of pious activities, he lose. In this way, this is not artificial. A Vaishnava thinks like a Vaishnava like Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they always think like that. That is Vaishnava. They never think that he is very advanced. Never. Similarly, the nobody is thinking her position and what will be the position of Ashwatthama's mother. Ashwatthama's mother, she is also woman and she is studying Ashwatthama's mother's position from her position. She is very much agreed on account of her son's being killed. So she thinking is Ashwatthama's mother is under the distress of her son being killed. What will be her position? She is disturbed thinking of the position of Ashwatthama's mother. Personally, is not at all agree. She is agree. But she is thinking the grief of Ashwatthama's mother more than her. This is Vaishnava. Just like Pallad Maharaj said, Sochi tato vimukha chetasa maya sukhaya paramod bahato vimura. Because my father has done so much injustice unto me. Krishna wanted to give him benediction, but he refused. No, I do not require anything. I am quite happy. I don't want anything. And in exchange of my service, because I have done some work as Vaishnava. It is my duty. Jive Sarupani Krishnada. It is my duty as a servant. I have tolerated all tribulations offered by my father. I was never disturbed. I preached amongst my class friends. Whatever possible, I have done. But that does not mean I want some benefit. No. I am not a Beniya. Bonik. Samai Bonik. So, do not offer me any benediction. I am quite satisfied. So, the question may be that you are satisfied in spite of undergoing so much trouble. Still, you are, yes, I am satisfied. Yes, I am satisfied. How? Tadvijyadayana Mahamrital Makata Chitta. Because I have learned by the grace of Narada Muni how to chant your holy name. Tadvijyadayana Mahamrital. This chanting of your glorification is Mahamrital, the great nectar. Tadvijyadayana Mahamrita Magana Chitta. My chitta, my consciousness is always absorbed in the thought of your glorification. Therefore, I am not at all happy. You are not unhappy in spite of so much tribulation given by your father. Yes, I am not at all. This is why. He cannot be unhappy. We see that Prahlad Maharaj was put into so much trouble by his father. Even in this Draupadi, she was put into so much trouble. Immediately her sons are killed. But she is, actually she is not a... This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava cannot be unhappy in any circumstance. Ohi tukya pratihaka. That is expressed. Ahu itu di apati hata jino atma sampasidati. If you become situated in Krishna consciousness, then you will be so satisfied that in any circumstances, nobody will be able to give you any trouble. This is why. Jino atma sampasidati. Atma, Brahma-bhūta prasanna atma, tasūtati vakāṅkati. There is no question of lamenting. But still, a Vaishnava laments, not for his own purpose. Just like Prahlad Maharaj said, that nā udvijē para, Krishna is para, Nisingadeva is para, the Supreme. O the Supreme, I am not at all disturbed. No, you must be the para durutvayabhavitaranya. Why? Tadvijyadayana mahamritavagna sitta. Because by the grace of Narada Muni, I have learned this art, how to chant your holy name. That I have learned. You say that. Tadvijyadayana. And I learned another, but whenever I chant, then I am merged into the ocean of nectar. Similar is stated about the Goswami. Taksa tu namasi samandala patisane sada tucha. We have seen it practically. One big politician in Calcutta, Siyar Das, he was earning 50,000 monthly in those days. 50,000 means, I am speaking, he died in 1925. That means 50 years ago, he was earning 50,000 per month. Now 50,000 means 50 lakhs nowadays. He was so rich man. But on the Congress resolution, that the prominent members of the Congress, they should not cooperate with the government. And one of the items of non-cooperation was, they should not practice in the British court, because there is no justice. That was Gandhi's order. That in the British court there is no justice, so why should you go there? Don't go. So, this year that on the resolution of the Congress, he was one of the prominent members, he came up. So he had no income. So he had no income. The Congress was giving him 500 rupees profit expenses because he was such a rich man. So what is 500 rupees for him? He was earning 50,000 rupees and spending. So he could not bear that inconvenience. He died within a year. was a rich man. He could not provide. And he was very charitable. He was poor. If somebody would come to him, he would say, I have lost my whole income. Now I have got this 500 rupees, you can take it. He was such a charitable. He was poor. Anyway, he could not tolerate. But a devotee, that's why Rupa Goswami, he also did the same thing. What is that? Takta purna masi samandala patisani sadat tuchu. When he was inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was minister in charge of Nawab Hussain Shah's government, but he decided, what is this nonsense? Let me join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Space this Krishna consciousness. So he did it. Therefore, about him, it is said, Takta Turnam Asesa Mandala Patisani. You are associated with big man, Mandala Patisani. He was minister. But he gave up. So what is this now? There is nowhere. So if you compare with Siyadas, he also gave up his income, but he died. But what happened to Rupa Goswami? Naturally, such a rich man, minister, he gave up his position. He should have also died because no income. No. He did not die. That is the difference. Takta Purnamasi Samandala Patisane Insala Sutshava Dutya Dina Ganesha Kaukarunaya Kaupina Ganthasito. For benefiting the mass of people who are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness to do them good. They become mendicants. Kopina Kankhasita. You have seen the picture of Guru Goswami. A small lion claw and nothing more. Then, you should have died. No. Gopi Bhava Amrita Amrita Hari Magnau Sada. They were enjoying how the gopis are engaged in Krishna consciousness. The 24-hour thinking, that is Krishna consciousness. So similarly, Prahlad Maharaj says that Tadvidya Gayana Mahamrita Magna, the same philosophy everywhere. What was spoken by Prahlad Maharaj millions of years ago, the same thing was perceived by Rupa Goswami 500 years ago. And same thing can be perceived now also. Tadvidya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Sutta. If you want to become merged into the nectar of chanting the holy name of Krishna, then it always remains happy. There is no doubt. So, either Rupa Goswami or Prahlad Maharaj or anyone, even after death, they may face many difficulties, so-called difficulties. The Vaishnava has no difficulties. But we see, that's why we see Prahlad Maharaj was in difficulty. Rupa Goswami was in difficulty. He was minister. And he became a mendicant. No, he was not in it. Raghunath Das Goswami, his father's income was in those days 12 lakhs of rupees. And in Darhakunda, he lived taking little butter every alternate day. And Sankha Purvakanama Ganana Sivita. And he was offering obeisances also, counting. It's like we count chanting, he was counting that I must offer 100 times obeisances. That's what. This is Goswami's behavior. Vaishnava has no difficulty. The same thing is exemplified by Draupadi. She is aggrieved on account of her sons being killed by Vasudhama. Now she is feeling more for the mother of Vasudhama how she would feel if her son is gay. This is Vasudeva. Paradukha dukkhi. Kipam buddha samam prabhadze. Vasudeva is paradukha dukkhi. Vasudeva has personally no distress. Anywhere he can sit down and chant Hare Krishna, read Srimad Bhagavatam, and where is the difficulty? There is Sadvijjadana Mahamatamagrishita. There is no. But why he takes so much distress? Because Toto Bhuva Seta, Sose Toto Bhuva Seta. Prahlad Maharaj says, I am agreeing for these rascals who are not devotees. Toto Bhuva Seta. Bhuva means they are not interested in Krishna consciousness. So Vaishnava is disturbed, perturbed. How is this rascals are suffering so much in material condition? So how to teach them Krishna consciousness? How to make them happy? This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava concern, personal, there is no concern. Vaishnava is not satisfied that because I have no problem, I can chant anywhere and enjoy. No, it still must not take the risk. As Prahlad Maharaj said, that I do not wish to go alone to Vaikuntha or anywhere, my love, unless I can deliver all these lessons. He knew that all these vimukha-cetasa, these materialistic persons, they are engaged in planning for material happiness. They are working so hard, becoming baffled without any benefit. The maya, sukhaya, bharam, many, many plants, many, many skyscrapers, buildings, roads and motor cars. What is the real purpose? The purpose is you want to be happy. But that is not possible. Therefore, they are blue, rascals. They are going in the wrong way. How to divert their attention to Krishna consciousness? Then they will be happy. These European American boys, they're coming from this family, they have internationally, they have got big, big skyscraper buildings, motor cars, and why they have come to Krishna consciousness? Because they are not happy. It is a path. They are not happy. So, a Vaishnava can understand that outwardly, externally, they may have nice dress or nice building, a nice motor car, but internally, they are so unhappy that they rise up to the top of the skyscraper building and fall down from its inside. This is his position. Vaishnava can understand. That bharamudbahato vimura. They are making skyscraper building, but there is no happiness. It is simply what is called God just arrangement only, otherwise there is not a drop of happiness. Suchi tatam vimukati sa. So the feeling of Vaishnava is like that. Similarly, Draupadi is Vaishnavi. She is feeling more than herself, the wife of Dronacharya, mother of Nostradhama, how she is feeling. That Vaishnava's qualification is paradukha dukkhi. Personally, a Vaishnava is not unhappy, but a Vaishnava becomes unhappy for others' mistakes. Paradukha dukkhi. Kipam buddhita samam prapatre. This is Ramanatha Goswami's prayer to Sanatana Goswami. Vairagya vidya. He was feeling obligation to Sanatana Goswami. How Sanatana Goswami taught him Vairagya vidya. So, kipam buddhita samam. This is Vaishnava Sadhika.
So Kunti,
and from ordinary moral point of view, it is said by Chanakya Pandit, Atmavat Sarvabhute. Sarvabhute. Anyone who can see in others feeling like himself, if I cut your throat, you feel pain. How I know it? Because if you cut my throat, I will feel pain. So, Paradukha-dukhi, here Kunti is feeling that I am already suffering because my sons are killed. So why I am going to retaliate? I am going to give the same suffering to the mother of Ashwatthama by killing her son.
This is Vaishnava.
The Vaishnava is not aggrieved or distressed for her son's for a personal interest. And Vaishnava is always feeling how others should be happy. Therefore, Krishna is very, very satisfied with the Vaishnava. Natatasmat manushesh upasthit me priyasuttama. So, we have taken to the vow of Krishna consciousness prayer and trying to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. We have got little success. One politician in USA, he has remarked that this Krishna consciousness movement is increasing like an epidemic. He has said that. And if we do not check it, one day it may take our government. He has opined like that. So any intelligent man can know what is the ultimate result. Everyone, because mass of people, if they take to Krishna consciousness, then government is yours. That is a fact. And if the Krishna consciousness government is there, no meat eating, no smoking, no illicit sex, only no the divine thing. That is it. Thank you.
Who says the word? Dollar man.